Let's talk about how this has traditionally been done. The federal government has its own set of flood maps, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. So the way that it works is that FEMA creates a set of what are called flood insurance rate maps, so the FIRMs, as they're called. And the idea is that they create a zone that is a 1% or greater flood risk called a special flood hazard area. And then any home or property that falls within that special flood hazard area is then determined to be mandated to have flood insurance if they have a federally backed mortgage. So that's the whole genesis of the FEMA flood zones and what they are created for and the actual use case of them.
So what did you come up with, and how is it different than the FEMA model?
So what we've done is we've worked with a group of just over 80 scientists and technologists that have been working on peer-reviewed research related to hydrology and flood modeling over the past few decades. And we've assembled that group together to create what is the first nationally available and property-specific flood model that is probabilistic. And what I mean by probabilistic is that we don't have a binary, you're in a flood zone or you're not in a flood zone. We have multiple probabilities for each property. So what is your likelihood of flooding, or where we would expect water under a 10% scenario, or a 1 in 10, or a 20%, or a 1 in 5, or that 1% that FEMA uses, or which is the 1 in 100. So we have multiple scenarios, from the very unlikely big storm to the very likely small flooding event, and that's modeled for every single property. But then what we've also done is then adjusted that into the future based on the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Changes, the IPCC as it's called, RCP curve. So what we would expect emissions to be like over the next 30 years, we take that into account and then forecast the flood risk for every property over that duration, over that 30-year period, which is what everyone associates with home ownership. So no longer do you just look at a flood map and understand if you're in or out of a zone. You have a full understanding of flood risk for your specific property and what it looks like today, as well as how that's expected to change over the next 30-year period.
We only have about 30 seconds left, but I do want to ask you about what's happening here in the Bay Area. You have an interactive website where you can put in an address and check out your numbers versus the FEMA numbers. And I poked around a little bit in some Bay Area zip codes, and there's quite a distinction between the two.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to floodfactor.com, you're able to type in any address, any zip code, the city, the state, et cetera, to understand what risk is at an individual property or at an aggregated level within the city itself or the zips, like you're saying. But the main difference between them is that, ours are based on peer-reviewed science. They're made for understanding the individual property risk. And the governmental flood maps are made for essentially setting insurance rates. So they're very different, but in most part the idea is relatively the same to understand risk. Ours is just we don't have to hold, or we aren't beholden to any of the red tape that the folks at FEMA have to deal with, because they have to answer to Congress.